hours at the Bloodstein. Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Dr. Bloodstein. Dr. Bloodstein. Freaking news and groovy guests, north and south and east to west. Put your boundaries to the test with Dr. Bloodstein. Well, 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 I'm glad you're here. Well, 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 my name is Dr. Bloodstein. Sit on down and here you'll find Dr. Bloodstein. If you've got things on your mind, call Dr. Bloodstein. Dr. Bloodstein. Don't annoy or throw a fit. Verbal chaos and funny shit. Grab a chair, he's on the air. Dr. Bloodstein. Here on the radio, happy hour. Here on the radio, happy hour. Dr. Bloodstein.
Good evening, everybody here in the Radio Happy Hour land, the village, the city of the Radio Happy Hour, where all of the listeners and chat room people and fans and haters and relatives of those reside every Tuesday night, dangerously joining us, as she always does.
You know it, baby. Here I am.
Here you are. In all your glory.
Mm. Yeah.
And you are glorious.
Are you glad?
Oh, please.
Are you glad I'm here?
Am I glad you brighten up my, you light up my life, Dangerous?
All right, baby. Sing it to me.
You. I do plan on singing a little bit tonight, actually. It's like you read my mind. You light up my life. Thank you. Vinny Bond will be joining us shortly. I sent him on a wild goose chase before the show started, and I have to apologize to him for that. But he will be here shortly. Who will not be here? I have bad news for everybody. Ed McMahon will not be able to join us tonight.
God, you always. I don't know why I didn't know you were going to do this. You always get me every time.
Ooh, I surprise you with that?
Yes, you do. It just comes out of nowhere. And I fall for it every time. But you are sick. Twisted person.
I make that same lame joke every time somebody dies.
Yes, you do. And every time it's like, no, he didn't just do that.
It's to help me feel better about death. That's how I cope.
Wow. Okay.
It's how I cope. But we have a very exciting show tonight. I am very excited to welcome in someone who I grew up watching. I know you probably did too. Did you?
Not really.
No?
Not really. No, I didn't really watch the show.
Is it because they're all white?
It probably was because of that. But, I mean, it's not like black people didn't watch the show. I just happened to be a black person that didn't really get into it.
Yeah, because I always, you know, wondered, because we're talking about Full House, so we have Candace Cameron coming on who played DJ Tanner. You know, I would say most guys my age had a little bit of a crush on DJ Tanner growing up. But I always wondered, shows like that, shows like Friends, where it's all white people, there are very few shows that are all black people that I was able to relate to relate to and enjoy. I would say The Huxtables, of course, The Cosby Show was one, Good Times was one. But there are so many other all black shows like Martin, which I'm sure is very funny, but I just never could get into or relate.
It was hilarious. You probably would like it if you looked at one episode.
Right. So yeah, you're probably right. But so I figured that it must be the same thing. Vinny's with us now. It must be the same thing for white, predominantly white programs and black viewers. You had trouble getting into Full House, and you had trouble getting into stuff like Friends?
Oh, God, didn't watch Friends at all, didn't understand the hype, you know, didn't watch it. Now, because I've worked at a Fox affiliate in the past, and they show Friends, I have seen episodes of it at work, and it's not a horrible show, but still, it's not something that I'm like, oh, shit, Friends is on, let me watch.
Right. Well, let me tell you what's coming up on the show, because I believe our first guest is about to show up right here. So I already mentioned Candace Cameron Bure, that's her married name. She's in the new show, Make It or Break It. It premiered last night on ABC Family. I watched it. It's really good. They have a hit on their hands. Also coming up later on is an actor by the name of Max Ryan and hip-hop artist, famous from the Dangerous Lees from your old show. Nobody famous is that guy's name. But first, I want to sing a song for her, Candace Cameron.
Oh, yeah, baby.
First, let me make sure it's her. Candace, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Candace Cameron Bure, welcome to the Radio Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Hello, darling.
You're on with
me,
Dr. Blockstein, the beautiful Dangerous Lee, and Vinnie Bond is in our interactive chat room.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
Okay, he'll be get there. And if people who are listening live have questions for you, he will relay it to me. Gotcha? Got it?
Okay. Got it.
All right. I want to do something that I've really never done here on this program before. I want to sing to you just to prove something.
Lord have mercy.
You ready?
Yeah.
Someone's regretting making a phone call, huh? Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, and evening TV. You know, I always thought it was even MTV, but the words are actually evening TV.
Evening TV, that's right.
Yeah, do you know the rest of the words?
How does it go?
Let me help you out.
Something living here. Somebody tell me, please. This old world's confusing me.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't sing.
Evening
oh
TV.
My God.
There we are.
Okay.
Of course, the song is the theme song to Full House, the show that made you a household name, Candace, right?
Yep.
Do your kids watch it? Because it really is this generation's Brady Bunch.
Yeah, my kids do watch it. They have a fun time watching it. They love Michelle on it.
Do they? Do they? How old are they?
My kids are 10, 9, and 7.
So,
oh, Lord. Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, because...
Time flies when you're having fun.
Right, so they're are all three of them able to actually grasp the fact that that's you on that show? That's mommy?
Oh, yeah, they totally get it, and they have fun watching it. I don't think it's really a big deal to them that I'm on it. They just think it's a funny show.
Yeah, well, it is a funny show, and you would agree, it's this generation's Brady Bunch, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's got... Yeah, because we have a whole new generation of fans. We have a couple generations of fans already, but that's why Full House is great. It's just it's classic in the sense that your kids can watch it, and as a parent, you're not concerned about the content if something's not appropriate for them, and that's why those kind of shows will last in the long run.
Now your new show, Make It or Break It, which premiered last night, and I watched it, and it's really good. I think you have a hit on your hands. How did it do last night?
Thanks. We were so excited, and you know the ratings came back today, and they were great.
Good.
Think it came in as the most watched premiere on ABC Family, and I think the second highest rated show ever. So for the network, they knocked it out of the park. We were all excited, and the reviews were good, and we're having fun making the shows, and they keep each episode really is getting better and better. So I hope people will keep tuning in and watching.
Yeah, I can't wait to continue to keep track of what's going on. It's got you, it's got the woman from Frasier, it's got beautiful young ladies in tight clothing, so that'll get the boys watching. It's got like all that emotional stuff, so that'll get the girls watching. It's on right after that hit show, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, so you're in a cush spot.
We are. It's a good thing.
All right. You mind if we take a phone call real quick?
Sure.
All right. This is Steven Stevenson calling from California. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Steven Stevenson. I'm a television critic.
Yes, Steven.
Hi.
Southern Press.
What's
he
up?
Says he's impressed.
Oh, he's impressed. Oh,
I didn't catch that either.
Okay, so Steven Stevenson, the television critic, says that he's impressed.
Oh, with the show?
Yes, I saw the premiere of Naked or Break It on ABC Family, and I have to tell you, Candace, you look gorgeous as ever.
Thank you.
And I just responded to the flips and the jumps and the gymnastics that the girls do. The show is cut together marvelously. I'm telling you, a lot of times you see those stunts and you say, oh, that's a stunt person, let's cut back to the actress. But in this, it is just seamless. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought they did a really nice job editing the show. I saw an earlier version, too, of the pilot, and even since that earlier version, they really tightened it up, and I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, and speaking of tightened up, I thought the boys on the show were terrific. you know, there's something for everybody on this series.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you. I was bursting at my buttons watching this show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for your call.
Is there...
Candace?
Yes?
Is
it me? You know what? It was that last thing you just... You, listen.
All right,
you are a goo-ahead.
So you see what happened here, guys, is that was Dave Coulier, who played Joey on Full House, calling in to surprise Candace.
Why didn't I even get that from Steve Stevenson?
I thought that was made up.
Well, I figured it was, but, oh, Dave, you totally got me.
They were being so sweet and so polite.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, you know me. I am good.
I know. Well, as you guys know and all of your listeners know, Candace and I go back many, many, many years to the Full House days. And, you know, we've remained good, close friends. And, you know, like I always tell people, Candace, you know, we really did become this dysfunctional family off camera as well. And it's just, you know, it's so remarkable that we've all stayed in touch with each other, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, so I love you, man. Can't wait to see you soon.
Yeah, I know. We can't wait to see you guys, too, but... I'll stop gushing about us for a minute and talk about you. I thought the show was terrific the other night, and I just heard a little bit as I was waiting to come on here, and I guess the numbers turned out great.
Yeah, they did. They were all really happy, and I think the network opened some champagne this morning.
Nice.
Good. Now, I have to ask you about this character that you're playing. It's kind of you know, a sexy babe here. The assistant to this.
Just because I'm so toned and in shape, but that's a joke.
Out of a Porsche, and I saw you flexing your biceps a little bit.
That's what it was. Yeah, you know, you kind of don't know if my character is a gold digger or not, so you got to keep tuning in to find out.
Yeah, is it Dave?
With the fishing lure.
Is it strange, Dave, to see this little girl that you practically raised on a set playing somebody's secretary on a new show?
Yeah, well, no, you know, I've known Candace since she was 9 years old, and you know, I've seen her grow and mature into this beautiful woman, and you know, so I've seen all the steps along the way, and I know her very well just from being friends and joking around, so I know that she totally has this, you know, this role is well within her wheelhouse, you know, so I'm not surprised at all. I just thought, Candace, I thought you looked beautiful as ever, and I thought you did a great job, and I think this show is going to be a big hit.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for watching it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I know Candace does. When was the last time you two saw each other?
When was it? It's been a few months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while. I think it was the wine tasting.
I think I saw you at the Squirodama event.
I had lots of goofy pictures from that night.
Didn't we hang out with John Mayer or something?
We hung out with John Mayer, and Lori Loughlin, who's our other Full House co-star, was taking, I don't know if you remember this or not, but she was taking the pads out of her bra and wearing them. We were wearing them on our heads like little yachts.
Like a yacht, and we took pictures.
And we have, I know, and you guys are probably sitting back going, you know, this is so stupid listening to these two talk about.
No, we love it.
Yeah, I am loving this. It's like we're eavesdropping on a phone call between two celebrities. It's awesome.
But what's funny about the full house cast is that we see each other and it's like no time has passed and we all just click back into our personas from the show. The same old jokes fly, the same old characters, you know, it's just, it's timeless, you know, and I don't know many other shows that would, you know, depart like we did and still remain friends. I mean, you never, you know, walk into a restaurant and say, hey, there's the cast of Cheers.
So
we still all just really care about each other. It's great.
So if that's the case, then where is the big Full House reunion?
Well,
we have our own little reunions all the time. We just hang out. That's what our reunions are.
Oh, you don't want to put it on TV for everybody?
Yeah, you know, we've heard rumblings of a reunion over the years so many times. And, you know, now there's talk of a Full House movie.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they would recast all of us.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, I actually respect that you haven't done a Full House reunion show because, I mean, just look at the Bradys. They milked that for all it was worth, and then at the end you have it turns into such a creepy joke where Bobby is a race car driver and ends up in a wheelchair. Don't ruin my memories of Full House.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've created this icon, and it's better to kind of leave that image in people's minds and just, you know, I don't think we could ever do the original show justice now because it's set in such a time frame and it's, you know, it's beloved by generations and it continues to regenerate a fan base. I mean, I know people who have five-year-olds whose kids are just discovering the show now, and I think it'd be really tough to kind of recreate that. So I think for all of us, I think, you know, we did 192 episodes, and I think, you know, they'll play forever, and I think that's plenty, you know.
Yeah. And of course, before I let you go, Dave, I just want to mention to everybody that it's really interesting how you introduced Candace to her now husband of 13 years. Happy anniversary, Candace.
Thank you. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh, it was? Wow.
Wow, so you've been married for 13 years, and Dave just introduced you to the husband yesterday?
No. Our anniversary was yesterday. Dave introduced us 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm Cupid. I really am. I'm wearing a little bow and arrow right now.
I bet you really are.
Well,
I'm so proud of that, and I'm so proud of these guys. You know, they're just such a great couple and a great family, and I have no idea why, you know, I thought they were going to be such a great match. I just thought, you know, I should introduce Val to Candace. A, he really wanted to meet her. He was in love with her, before he ever met her. And I always tell people that when their eyes finally met, when they did meet each other, it was almost like that Lady and the Tramp scene where they're both going for the same piece of spaghetti. Yeah. But,
and we still look at each other like that 13 years later.
You guys are great. You know, and I'm just, I'm proud that I can be a little part of that. And it's just, it's fun to watch. And
I will forever be grateful to you, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know what's funny is Val gave me a hockey stick one time, and he signed it, and he said, Dave, thanks for Candace. I still have it. I have a little a little hockey sports room up in my upstairs, and I still have that stick. People are like, what's this? I
said, so funny.
Yeah, Candace, how do you feel about that? Exchange for a hockey stick.
That's fine with me. I got the better end of the deal.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the surprise. It was great to have you call in, and it was fun to hear you
thanks for calling, Dave.
Interact.
Absolutely. And Candace, let me tell you, good luck with the series.
Let me just say, Dave, you can see him this Saturday night at the Borgata in Atlantic City. You're performing with the Smothers Brothers, which is interesting because, you know, Dave Coulier is really making a career as, I guess, a clean comic, right? Clean,
yeah,
very
I've
safe.
Been a clean comic.
Right,
know?
Right, and. And the Smothers Brothers, in their time, were really, really very edgy.
They were very edgy, and they were very political during their heyday on television. But they were always a clean act.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah,
and
they
I
were
think
clean.
It's gonna be a great show on Saturday. And, you know, I've always been a clean comic. I just never, you know, veered from that. And everybody says, oh, how do you work clean? I'm like, well, I've been working clean for 30 years, so... For me, it's not a big adjustment.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday night at the Borgata in Atlantic City with the Smothers Brothers. You can get more information on that and everything that Dave is up to at www.davecoulier.tv. Did I get that right?
You certainly did.
All right.
I'm going to jump out of Candace's interview now. Candace, I love you. I want to see you soon.
Love you. We will. I'll call you. We'll get together for dinner.
Okay, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
And a big thank you to Baker Media, who puts together Dave's website, who allowed us to have the surprise phone call. How do you like that, Candace?
Yeah, he totally got me. That was a good one.
it's funny.
Yeah, we don't mess around here.
But what's funny is he totally got me, too, because I knew who it was. I just didn't know how long he was going to take the Steve Stevenson character.
I know. I started to get him a little nervous with his questions, and then I'm glad he finally told me it was him.
Yeah.
Well, when he got to busting his
right.
butt, I figured it was Tommy.
Yeah.
He broke the joke up.
So what? So your husband now, Valerie Bure, who is an ex hockey player, he's retired. So now he's home all the time.
He is home all the time, and he's home. So that's kind of why I'm able to go back to work is because he's home with the kids. But he does work, but it's just not full time. He became a vintner about 6 years ago. So we have our own wine label called Bury Family Wine. So he's in Napa often, and during the harvest season and the bottling season is when he's there more often working on the wines.
God, you have such a life. You have such an amazing life, I have to tell you.
Thanks. We've been pretty blessed, and we're enjoying it, I must say.
It is unbelievable.
Is there a website for the wine?
Yes, buryfamilywines.com. Mm. So our last name's B-U-R-E.
Yep. B-U-R-E, yep.
So is there anything in the chat room that we can entertain Candace with?
They thought that Dave was great and had a lot of fun, and they've been enjoying the whole thing. And Sophia thought that it was great that Dave still continued to work clean.
Yep.
Annie did ask for the website for the wine, which is why I jumped in there. Now you can continue with the interview.
Well, I was reading your testimonial, which I guess it's on your website. It's about, and I don't know all that much about it, but does everyone who finds Christianity have a testimonial?
Does everyone who
finds Christianity or makes it a large part of their life, do they write a testimonial? Is that?
Oh no, it's just a testimony and not a test. I mean, it's the same thing in a sense, but no, my faith is incredibly important to me. My faith in Christ, and that's such a huge part of my life and what I want to share with most people. So I've just utilized my website because I know a lot of people come to visit just to see what I'm up with or get updates of my life. And it's the most important thing in my life, and that's why I have written my testimony and even have it up there to view on video, because for about 4 years I travel and speak at churches all across the country at different events sharing my testimony and my faith with others. And so I use the website to share that even further with people if they want to read or get to know more about it.
And what I found really interesting, because your brother, who's Kirk Cameron, also an actor, he was in Growing uh-huh. Pains. Of course, everybody knows that. And I always had the same hair as him, and my parents always wanted me to wear sweaters like he wore on the show. So I grew up having to – my dad, I think he even bought, like, Tiger Beat magazine so I can do my hair like him and wear shirts like him.
Oh,
but that's
kind of scary.
It's very scary.
Your Jewish father wanted you to become a nice little guy.
Well, the thing is, that's the interesting part of it, that Kirk and you are very much into your faith, but you didn't grow up that way.
Right, it's true. My dad was really an atheist and didn't want any kind of religion brought into our house. We weren't raised with any kind of religion. And it wasn't until my brother was in his teen years, and same with me, it wasn't until I was in my teen years, and he's 6 years older than me. But throughout our whole family, we all kind of just saw our need for God and wanted to know who he was and God of the Bible. And we all, on our own, really in different ways and were seeking God, and we, you know, found that out and understood the grace that God gives every single one of us, and just grabbed a hold of that and said, hey, I want to live my life pleasing to God. And it's not just me and my brothers, but my mom and my dad and sisters and our family. And it's such an important part of our lives. But yeah, it came later and in different ways for each of us.
And then everybody took the journey together.
Yeah, we're all taking that journey together now, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing to share with our family, as a family together, to all be at the same place and have the same reliance and belief and strength that comes from God, and that we all share that and see it the same way, because, you know, it's a tough thing. It can break up not only families but friendships and that kind of stuff if when people get super hard-headed about things. But anyway, it's wonderful, and like I said before, it's just such an important part of my life that, you know, it would be a disservice for me not to just put it out there and share it with others. And I love to talk to people about it, but at the same time, if, you know, you don't want to hear it, I'm not going to, you know, beat you over the head with it.
Right. But here's the line that I picked out of your testimony, and if you've ever heard the show before, you would have imagined that this is the line I would go for. Here it is. When I moved out of my parents' house at 18 years old, I was able to do whatever I wanted because I had the money and the resources. So when temptations arose, I'd often give in to them.
Uh-huh.
What were those temptations, and was his name John Stamos?
Good Lord.
I don't think I've ever had anyone ask me that question. You know, for me, really, when I say temptations, my biggest deal was most of us think we're good people. And I really thought for so long, I'm a good person because I do a lot of good things. And when I would do bad things, like I wrote those temptations, it would be like, oh, I tried a cigarette. Or, oh, I had a beer before I was 21 years old. I was a good kid for the most part, and I didn't go off the deep end. I never got into drugs and major alcohol or hard partying and all that kind of stuff because it just wasn't me. But there were certainly things that I tried just because I was a teenager, but I didn't go farther than trying it once, and then I went, okay, I tried it.
God, you're
you know, you're, it's just not, I'm not into it. But it was... And because I still thought, hey, because I'm not doing the worst things that all these other people are doing or things that are as bad as them, that's when I thought, hey, as long as I'm a good person, I'm fine. I'm sure God will love me because I'm good and I don't do bad things that often. And, you know, once I read the Bible and actually saw what God had to say about that, it was that none of us are actually good enough. None of us are good enough to be in heaven when we die on our own. We're only saved by the grace of Jesus because he died as a substitute for all of us. And by his blood, we are saved by grace.
Well,
and there you go. I will hang up my soapbox, but thanks for letting me share.
Right, no,
for
please.
That
just,
minute, I totally appreciate it.
Of course, and in return, please pray for me, because I think I'll need it. One last...
I would love to pray for you, really. I would.
Please do it. I can use all the help I can get. You never know. Vinny, one last check of the chat room. Anything
chat
for
room
Candace?
The chat room is behind Candace 100%. You know, she sounds grounded. That's nice. You know, someone wrote that, you know, religion doesn't necessarily work for them, but they respect it for all. Definitely behind everything she's saying. I think it's interesting that, as you said, both she and her brother founded. It was almost like sometimes they say in households where children are never allowed candy once they leave the house, you know, all they want to do is eat candy until they get sick. It's almost there was no religion, and you all had that need to go out and find it.
Yeah, we did. But you know what the interesting thing is? Most of us, we strive so much to have things in this world or reach a level of success. And I'm not saying this to pat myself or my brother, you know, to pat ourselves on the back, but You look at a lot of celebrities and you go, oh, that's the ultimate. Or, you know, they have the wealth or the success or the status or all the things that you could possibly want. And yet, like you said, we still have the desire and the need to find out who God is. Because it's like, you know what, there's something wrong with that. Life isn't the best it can be just when you have a bunch of stuff or you have money or status. There's got to be something more to it. And I think that's why we both went searching. All the celebrities, that's not quite what it's cracked up to be.
Right. And let's stop now before we turn this into the 700 Club, all right?
Okay.
Make It or Break It, ABC Family Channel, Monday night, 9 o'clock after... Secret Life of the American Teenager, and I'll have you know, Candace, that when Secret Life started coming out, we had guests from the show on this show, and now it's a huge hit, so I expect the same for you and your show. I just hope you get more TV time. You weren't in it enough for me.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. But you know what? They actually shot the pilot before I signed on to the show. I was a late addition, so they edited me into the pilot. They just added that one scene, and they have to still tie up some of the storylines, so I'm not into it until about the fourth episode where I start getting some, you start to know my character a lot more.
All right, good. So I'll still watch it until you get there, but I'm looking forward to the fourth episode.
Okay.
Candace, before, really quickly, just for my sports fan friends, your brother-in-law, Pavel Bure, did not get into the Hall of Fame today. What do you think about that?
Oh, did he not?
He did not.
I didn't even know. I will be amazed if he doesn't at some point.
Yeah.
Because he truly is one of the greatest hockey players of this generation. Interesting. I'll have to ask my husband about it.
Yeah, ask him and share at my outrage with him, because really he's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'll add my vote to that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right. Well, Candace Cameron Bure, thank you so much for joining us. We're all going to watch Make It or Break It. You are a pleasure to have on.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. It was fun.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
baby.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, here's her outro music. You ready?
Lovely.
It's the closing credits.
Yeah.
Somebody who needs you. Do do do. All right, we got Justin here,
right,
who told me he wasn't going to be able to show up, but look at this. Look who's here.
There he is.
Oh, see, I just figured you forgot him like you forgot
me. Mouthinator.com.
Justin the Mouthinator.
Mouthinator, like Terminator, only with my big frickin' fat mouth.
The Mouthinator.
The Mouthinator.
The Mouth.
What's happening? What's happening, my man?
I am just nauseated. You know, I got to tell you, enough with the Jesus and enough with the Jews with the Hasidim. Can everybody put their religion back inside themselves and stop with all the showbiz crap?
Justin.
Yes.
You're wrong. I asked the question.
Yeah, but she's going on and on about Jesus. Her troubles are that she's in show business. She needs a therapist because there is
no
Jesus that's going to tell her whether or not her show is going to be a big hit or if she's going to win an Emmy.
Justin,
that is for a therapist.
No,
she wasn't
Justin.
Asking.
Yeah.
She wasn't asking her Jesus to do that.
Right. You're off.
What in the hell are you calling?
Yeah,
bro?
I hear these crazy noises. Justin, you're off base on that one because no, she's very well grounded. She's a very good mother. She was brought up really well. I cannot agree with you on that one.
I am telling you, it's not about her as a person. It's the publicity around religion. You know, when these people win these awards, I'd like to thank God for the award. Honey, you stretched your legs and you kicked up higher than everybody else. That's how you won the award. Jesus didn't have anything to do with
it. Oh, shit.
All right.
But I tell you one thing.
Yes.
Jesus made a great musical. Jesus Christ, superstar.
Wait, are you in the New York City subways?
Right. What's up?
No, I am driving home from an important appointment, and I'm in the car phone. I am so sorry that I sound like I'm in heaven. Rather than hell. But honestly, I'd rather call in and be echoed than not call in at all.
All right. Well,
alrighty then.
Well, I'm glad that you called in. I'm glad you had your say, Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Justin.
Where to go from here?
We're going
to
visit. We're going to read everything that you have on your mind by going to www.themouthinator.com. And we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
He is so stupid.
All right. Let's move on. I got another guest. We are back to back to back. I love these shows that are back to back to back. I do want to play you clips from I did a show on Thursday with another radio host here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Her name is Judy Joy Jones. I have trouble saying no when people ask me to be a guest on their program. Max,
don't you know you always say no to three names?
Yeah,
persons.
Why would you say no?
Yeah, I should have said.
Three names, dude.
Yeah.
They're all serial killers.
I know. I'm going to get to Max Ryan in just a moment. I just want to play these clips really quickly because they're funny. I have trouble saying no. Now, here's the deal with this show. I knew nothing about it, and the thing is, she invited me on the show, and I have no idea why, because she never heard our show.
Well, she knew you were the number one comedy show.
Exactly. But if you're going to have somebody on, do a little bit of research. I did research on her.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
So I was a little taken aback, and I was a little bored because she didn't know what to talk to me about. So I started making some trouble. I thought to myself, let me see the most outrageous thing that I can say and see how she reacts. So here's the first clip I'm going to play.
Well, I once had this radical thought. I thought that the one animal that zoos ever had on display were humans. I thought that could be a good way of treating the homeless in a pretty humane way. You know, we get to watch them behave and we get to watch them live. We treat them well, though, because
mm-hmm.
they're getting fed, they're getting a place. But it could add a new mammal to zoos.
Interesting. You know, that is almost exactly how it is, especially in San Fran. I don't know where you are.
New York City.
Oh, New York. Oh, my God.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, because it's kind of that way now where we're looking at the whole
thing.
But it's not in a controlled environment. But if, if we could put the homeless in cages. hear me out. If we could put the homeless in cages, but give them food.
Right.
So I keep them warm at night. You know, that's a lot more than they're getting on the street. And the only thing they have to give in return is the permission for kids to see them on field trips and to watch humans interact with each other in a controlled environment.
Are they closed?
Well, you know, we as humans are pretty well going to be extinct. We're becoming humanoid, so we'll be downloading and uploading all this information in our little brains. You know, I live in Silicon Valley or right by it. And so what you're saying is quite interesting in the fact that it's going to happen in some way. Because it is happening. You're in New York. I mean, you walk down the street. And the people, they're not in cages, but they might as well be, right? I mean,
on the surface, it sounds like, oh, what are you doing? Putting humans in cages? Or what is that?
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
But what we're doing is we're giving them a shelter, one, we're giving them food, and we're giving them a purpose in life. They are now on display for young school children to learn from them.
Oh, my God. And that is my prediction for humans,
what?
You know, that we're going to be on display. And, you know, that people are going to look at us.
That
and
was
go,
her prediction.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's her prediction. My lunatic answer.
Your insane ramblings are now her mantra.
Right. All
her whole show next week is going to be about the caging of the
humans. Did you guys talk about the radio happy hour? Did you talk about Vinny? Did you talk about me?
A little bit, but she had nothing to ask me. She knew nothing about the show. And I please, if I'm going to come on, I prepare all week for my show. I don't have to prepare for her show. I was expected to have a give and take. She asked me questions, I'll talk. But she gave me nothing, and I was bored, so I decided to have fun. Now,
well,
here,
what is her show about? What is the Judy Joy Jones show
who the
about
hell,
that damn tongue twister?
I don't know. She interviews people. She had Maya Angelou on. God knows how that went, because Maya Angelou is
what?
Yeah, it's not.
What?
I hope she did research on that. But
Patrice is like, wait, the fuck! I had a show. I couldn't get Maya Angelou, and this dipwit got Maya Angelou.
I couldn't get her on my show when I was doing my thing. She got my.
You don't want Maya Angelou. She is so boring. She speaks so slowly.
I'm just saying that's the big person to get and to have, you know, a show like that and get her.
Well,
I got
one more clip because this is good, and I'll get to you, Max.
Did you call her Judge Judy?
I did. How'd you know?
Because Sophia's in the chat room, and she said you did. And she also says that Judy Joy Jones doesn't know how to read chat. Either.
Right. Here's my other clip. Don't spoil it. And Max,
okay.
I apologize. I'm going to give you your full time. Okay, Max?
No, take your time. It's all right.
Okay. Hold on. I just got one more clip, and I'll give you your full time because I do want to talk to you. All right, hold on a second. So this is the second clip. Now she ignores the chat room the whole entire show until the very very end when I kind of reminded her that there was a chat room. Now she did not know internet shorthand like LOL. It's like she never saw before.
What?
Right. So all internet shorthand she was reading out like LOL. Lol.
Are we in the Twilight Zone?
You gotta hear this.
Sophia's place says, she looks too pretty for Danny. Partridge Family, low.
Why is everyone saying low?
I don't know. But that's what they're saying, and I'm just passing it on.
Low.
You think that's code for something?
You know, what is low? You know, I'd like to know myself. Does that mean
blonde?
I have no idea.
Wait a second, they're speaking another foreign language now.
Wait a minute, what?
Lamao.
Okay.
Lamao.
You're going along with
it.
Oh, God. Getting out, getting bigger, not touching that, are the same.
Lamao. Is that you? Oh, my mom.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. And
Rofl. What is that? What is he trying
yeah,
to say?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. R-O-F-L. What is that? Florida?
Oh, my God. Florida. Is there a city of Florida? R-O? Rolling Onion Florida? What is Rofl?
What is that? TV Talk. What's R-O-F-L? Give us a hint. It's got to be...
This is not real.
It's got to be code for something.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell us.
She's playing a role. She's got to be playing a role.
No, that's
come
it.
On.
Yeah, it was all for real.
How the hell are you going to have an internet radio show and you don't know internet lingo? She's got to be playing some kind of role. This is ridiculous.
Lamao. Yeah, I don't know if you caught it. You were laughing. I said Lamao. Maybe it's
Lamao.
Hawaiian.
Yes, I caught all of that crazy shit. You have got to be kidding me.
Lamao. All right, let me get to Max Ryan here.
I'm hopefully just listening. I gotta be honest with you.
You having fun?
Yeah, it's just trying to catch up to speed with you guys. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
Yeah,
okay.
Max, are you Lamao right now?
I feel like I'm stood behind the Boeing 747 on full gas, you know what I mean? Wow.
Well.
Hey, Justin, she's got to get herself sorted out, hasn't she? Incredible. Yeah, brilliant. So what's going on?
Max Ryan, you are a British gentleman.
I'm a clone. My other side's taking a shower right now, but I'm still sending along.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm British, yeah.
Max, do you think that your future is to be in a cage on display for school children?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so we're on the same page. Max Ryan. Now, Max was in. Now, Roger Corman, the director who made, who specialized in B movies, did make one very star-studded movie. Death Race 2000 was with Sylvester Stallone and David Carradine, the now departed David Carradine. But you did a remake of that movie called Death Race 2000. He was in. And that was produced by Tom Cruise.
Paula Wagner and Paula Wagner, Tom Cruise, and Jeremy Ball, and the director Paul Anderson. They've got the Resident Evil franchise, and they've got Alien vs. Predator. Yeah, and it was done by Universal.
Right. Oh, so Tom Cruise wasn't necessarily hands on.
Not like the other guys, no.
Okay.
You've done your homework. Yeah, no, but it was, it's a big production, of course, you know.
Yeah.
You've obviously seen the film, I guess.
Yeah.
The video, Blu-ray, the whole thing, yeah.
I have it all, and I'm going to continue to watch it over and over again. But
you just keep rewinding it on my spot, yeah, right.
Honestly, what I do is, especially before I interview someone, I will put it on pause and just stare at you.
It's getting real creepy.
I got to sleep listening to your show.
You know what? You're not the only one who falls asleep while listening to the show.
No, forgive me. About 10 minutes to do the show is fantastic. Wow. Really polite and intelligent. Fantastic. Really.
And Max, we have to tell you that we have an interactive chat room while the show is live. And right now, the chat room is on fire with the women. They all went to your website, and I've got to drag out the fire hose because they're all smoking in there.
Wow, you know, I'm gonna set myself on fire in a minute.
Well, don't do that. Max, what he's saying is, you see, there may be a language barrier. That is an American euphemism for you're handsome. Don't hurt yourself.
All right, sorry, completely on the wrong tune. No, I get that. No, that's terrific, fantastic. You know,
you were.
Well, people don't recognize me. I got to be honest with you. They don't recognize me, you know, because in the movies I always look completely different, or, you know, dudied up, tattooed, and mohawks, and or, you know, silver. And I look like a normal guy, you know, honestly, in the street. You know, you won't even look twice at me.
I doubt that, because a lot of these.
Sure.
Yeah, seriously, because a lot of these. First of all, a lot of these ladies. Where are you right now?
I actually came outside to find a. I tried to find a park bench, but there's too many around. You know, actually, I found one.
Oh,
I'm in Los Angeles.
So you spend your time in like Los Angeles parks, sitting on the bench?
Yes, all day. It's like, this is my home, you know. I take a shower and under the water tap, you know.
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe, you know, so maybe. So
I literally just like take my dog for a walk. I don't even have to get, you know, I get out of bed on my shower.
So maybe, you know what?
I go to the garbage bins and there's always a sandwich in there, which is all free, and it's perfect. It's like it's a dream home, you know? No, no. Yeah.
You need to do a comedy. You got to do a comedy, man. This is ridiculous.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I know. I have the same conversation with my manager every day. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And he goes, yeah, it is ridiculous. And I say, no, it's ridiculous. Why? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I am. I'm just DNA waiting to explode in a cage. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm thinking about getting the walls decorated in the park. You know what I mean? For my color. Yeah. Anyway.
You are hilarious. What is up? Who knew?
Yeah. People in the chat room want to know what park you're in. They're gonna try to track you down.
Yeah.
Oh, but the park. No, that'll be selling.
Okay. Don't give it.
I don't know. I don't know the name of this park. I said, gotta be honest with you. I've lived here for a year and a half, but I still don't know the name of it.
Check the bathroom. See if George Michael's in there.
I have no idea where that was.
No idea.
No, but you know what? Seriously, I think that was a penthouse. That was a penthouse. I'm in more like, you know, the servants' quarters, you know.
What? Yeah. Max, please tell me, what did you do before you called into the show?
To deserve this? Well, I spoke with Michelle on Twitter, and she actually forced me to make this call. No, what did I do? You must know the truth. I entered the garbage bins, and then I actually had a meeting with the director about a movie that I'm going to do called Double Fall, a story about a bank robber. So I met with him.
Okay.
And, you know, we chatted over a salad, a chicken salad, and, you know, yeah, it's a great director. So
did you?
So Antano is going to be like an amazing director.
Did you? Know?
He's going to direct this comedy.
Did you by any chance smoke that salad?
the problem with finding parks is you can never find a match, you know what I mean? So. It was bent out, you know, so, yeah, you know. Even the dogs walk around me nowadays, you know? They sit around me and they walk around me. I'm like, What's up? I smell the same as you. I just got two like you said before.
Max, why don't you?
That was a great conversation you had before. What was she talking about anyway?
That's the thing. I had no idea what she was talking about either. that was the whole point of it.
You know, the problem was that last time she thought she was wrong, she was mistaken, you know? It's hilarious. Oh, goodness me. Shut up, death race. Let's talk about death race, just kick ass for you a little bit.
Yeah, talk to the...
It really is a great movie. You just have to see it. If you haven't seen it, go out and get it, because it is really an excellent film, seriously.
Why don't you do comedies? Because it seems like everything you're in is action-adventure. You should be in comedies. You're funny.
You have to do a comedy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said to my manager, this is ridiculous. And he said, this is ridiculous. I wouldn't go on all day about it. I could murder a burger. I don't know about you, you know. I know. That'd be polite to do, you know, something nice, because I'm always playing the bad guy. Always the bad guy. The protagonist is a thing I seem to have mastered, and I want to play the antagonist at some point in my career, you know. That's what I'm looking forward to, you know. Something put it on that big action and funny, you know, something that kind of shows my DNA for what it is, you know, then my clone, we can do like a double impact, double jeopardy kind of thing, you know, me and my clone.
You have something in Hollywood that most people don't have, and that's a clone. You should really use that to your advantage.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Now I get too short. When I go in the rooms to see these casting directors, I send my clone in to break the ice, and then I come in for the final whammy.
Max Ryan.
Max got like a whole bunch of.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where the Justin the Mouthinator call ended and yours started, to be honest with you.
This is the best interview you've ever had.
Dangerous.
I must admit, it's quite funny. You've got my vote on that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Max, do you do, because I know a lot of British and Australian, they do American accents. Can you do an American accent?
It's not bad. It's more like blue collar American, I'd say. You know what I mean? It's an odd one, but it seems to work. I haven't really had any complaints yet. You know? No, it's been going well. I must admit. You know, but it's weird because it's English, but it's not. I mean, you pronounce the A E I O U. You know what I mean? So, or you don't, or you do. I'm still trying to figure that one out. No, the American accent, it's pretty good. I'm just about learning it, talking to myself. You know. Yeah. Goodness me. I'm going to take a breath.
Yeah, please take a breath. Max Ryan was voted the sexiest man in the world by a group of Polish women.
Yeah, I got a lot of Polish girlfriends. I'm killing myself. That was quite incredible. You know, it came from nowhere. I got a TV show over there, which is coming out later in the year, kind of like a mafia Russian kind of gig. And then Death Race came out, and that kind of helped. But it was a shock to me as well, you know. It was pretty fantastic. But Poland's a great place, you know. There's 42 million people there, and it's the hub of Europe. And there's a lot of film activity. Polanski goes there, Bider, you know, David Lynch loves the place, you know. So I've done a few movies there now.
So it's possible to make a whole very successful career in the movie business and be unknown in America, just like Bollywood too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna hit Bollywood next. I'm working my way around the world, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's quite astonishing, I must admit, you know, because, you know, I've done some great movies and supported a lot of big stars, and it's been a fantastic experience. You know, working with, you know, Jet Li was amazing, Seagal was great, Sean Connery was amazing, Statham was great. I mean, it's been just one after the other. It's been a fantastic experience, you know. Because in a movie, you're either the lead or the bad guy, you know. So I've been fortunate enough to play the bad guy, you know. So,
and you know what? Every movie needs one, and if you're good at it, you'll be working for a long time, right?
Yeah, it's great, but I kind of want to use those muscles I got, and I think this next movie that I'm going to be doing is kind of the antagonist, and it's still got that kick-ass attitude about it. Or did I just swear on the radio, though?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, don't worry.
I retract that. Speak with my lawyer. So it's going to be exciting. I'm really excited. You can check out this movie. It's on movieset.com. It's called Double Fall, and we're just getting ramped up for that later on in the year. Shoot, you know, it's a true story about a bank robber in the 70s. He's robbing banks on a motorbike, so it's quite cool.
When does that come out?
Well, we've got to shoot it first.
Oh, you didn't shoot it.
We're going to shoot it this year, but it's going to be it's actually going to be next year release for sure. You know,
okay.
So
what's the next thing that we see you in? What should we look forward to?
The movie called Dark Moon Rising. It's a horror movie, and we've got it's a bunch of werewolves, cowboys that basically turn into werewolves, so werewolves.
Oh, very.
We shot this film in Nevada. It's like a love story, and I think you're gonna enjoy this one. I think it's like a Twilight, but werewolves, you know.
Good, I like it, Max.
Yeah, I like it as well.
Well, I know I'm gonna like it because it's a premise that I've never seen. I've never seen cowboys turn into werewolves, so it's something I'm looking forward to seeing. And now after this interview, Max, I have to tell you, I'm a huge Max Ryan fan. You were great. You were so much fun.
And me too.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge David Brown. You know, David Brown is named after a tractor in the United Kingdom. Did you know that? You have the same name as a tractor.
A tractor?
You know what a tractor is? It's like, on a farm. It's like a combine harvester kind of thing, but it's a four-wheeled, big, chunky thing, and it tows things around, and they call him David Brown.
Really?
I could never understand that. Yeah, I'm this is not a joke. I'm serious. It's, you know, so that's how I remembered your name.
Are you saying
I'm
that?
I'm really bad remembering people.
So are you saying that? What is that high pitched laugh? Holy!
Listen, you can't take a kid serious, but that is serious. I've never been so serious in my whole life. You can check it out, David Brown. They're the best combine harvesters and tractors out there.
So you're saying that David Brown is the John Deere of England?
Exactly. Let's have David, you're a legend in your own right, brother. You are a legend in your own right. You didn't even know it.
I had no idea. Max, you're a fountain of information. You're a lot of fun. We will be looking out for Dark Moon Rising next, and then the bank robber movie after that. But first, you got to shoot it. Max Ryan, give me a website where everyone can find you and become your friend.
Yeah, www.maxryan.eu is pretty cool, or you can follow me on Twitter. I recently joined up to Twitter. I got Twitterized, and now I'm, following that way now. It's an interesting world.
I just
followed
you, baby.
All right.
Ah, I love you so much.
That's right. Everybody go follow Mr. Max Ryan, twitter.com/Mr. Max Ryan. Max, thank you so much.
Hey, listen, thank you very much, really, from my heart, thank you. Fantastic.
All right, thank you.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, good night.
Not as much as I love you. Take care.
Oh, is that...
Oh, my God.
He is the man.
That is the best ever. That goes down in history as the best interview ever. ever in life on any show.
Seriously, Tractor Boy, I am telling you, that was your best interview, Tractor Boy.
That was my best interview. I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Vinny, all I did was pick up the phone.
Radio Jesus has been put aside. It's now Tractor Boy.
Oh, I love it.
Wow,
that
just...
That guy's full of energy.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knew?
Damn, that was funny. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and you had him as a throwaway down with the second names.
Well, to be honest, what happened was...
he was supposed to be on next week.
He was supposed to be on next week, and I moved him over quickly when... who was supposed to be on this week that canceled? Michael Papajohn. Yeah. An actor by the name of Michael Papajohn was supposed to be on tonight. He canceled at the very, very last minute. So I begged the publicist to move Max Ryan to this show because I was only down to one guest. And Lord knows that I don't want to spend 45 minutes talking to you two. So I wanted another guest.
Oh, nice.
So,
but then
right after, like 2 seconds after Max Ryan said he could come over to this show, then Candace Cameron Bure also said that she can come over to this show. So I went from one guest to three, and he kind of ended up being the quote unquote throwaway guest, but he's far from it.
He's got to become a regular. He's got to come on every. I don't know. The women in the chat room want him on every week, but I'm thinking every 5-6 weeks we got to call him up. Just see what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Ooh,
he was great.
Lord.
Oh, am I all for that? He was fun, full of energy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Max
it.
MaxRyan.eu.
So unexpected of him.
I know. MaxRyan.eu. MaxRyan.eu. Okay. Let's.
Chat room went and all got wet.
Everyone's all gaga. Listen, and also if you're on Twitter, go to MaxRyan. I mean, sorry. Go to twitter.com/Mr. Max Ryan. MR Mr. Max Ryan. Okay.
Oh, he is too much, man. Hey. Got to smooth things out.
That's right. Now we're going to smooth it out with a little bit of Nobody Famous. This is a song called Don't Act Like I Never Told You.
Don't act like I never told you.
Nobody Famous. Are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up? Nobody Famous is is somebody famous, you know? He actually is a well-known hip-hop artist. He is a guest that's made his way through the Ask Dangerous Lee show, the old Ask Dangerous Lee show. He was one of the favorite guests there. And now that that show is defunct and we have Dangerous Lee all to ourselves, we have Nobody Famous all to ourselves.
Oh.
So how you guys doing?
We are having a great time.
It sounds like it.
Yes.
Your album is called Chicken and Waffles, huh?
Yes. Order Up Volume 3, Chicken and Waffles. It's part 3 of a series I've been working on over the last year.
So Chicken and Waffles is so much your favorite dish that you named 3 albums after it.
Well, the first one was Hash Brown. You know, it was a little shorter. It didn't have as many songs. The second one was Chicken and Waffles. And this one, the second one was Biscuits and Gravy, and the third one was Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of based off the house. Yeah, just like the diner feel, order up.
Yeah, so I get...
I like to eat.
Yeah, so I think that you should stop going to the recording studio before you eat, because you're obviously hungry in there.
Exactly.
Chicken and Waffles, to me, sounds like a disgusting combination, but it's very big in the South, right?
Well, It's good.
It's big in the South. It's big out here in California. You got Roscoe's, and then like Atlanta, you got Gladys Knight's. And if you try it out, I think you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
You'd be pleasantly surprised. Oh yeah.
Is it a black thing?
No, I mean, every time I go to Roscoe's, I see all kinds of people in there.
Yeah. All right. I just never.
I think it probably originated from the South, though, right? Or did it?
Probably so.
Yeah.
So
you need to try. It could become a Jewish thing for you, boxing.
You think? Chicken and waffles with a yarmulke? Maybe.
Try it, baby.
All right. So, Nobody Famous. What is with your low self esteem? Because what kind of name is Nobody Famous? I think you are famous.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got a story behind it, and basically a few years ago, it was about 5 years ago now, you know, my friends and I, we were just chilling, we were making some music or whatever, and they were talking about a movie that they had watched the night before. It was like some independent movie. It wasn't really a big movie. And somebody had asked, you know, what actors and actresses were in it. And my friend was just like, nobody famous was in it, but it was still a good movie. And that's kind of how I look at my music now, you know, because these days the music is more about image first and then music second. And to me, it's like, I don't really care if you really know me, who I am, as long as you listen to the music and hopefully you like the music. So that's basically the concept behind the name. And that's where the whole thing originated from.
You know what? I like that. So it's not about you. It's about the music.
Exactly.
I like that. I'm going to play a little bit more of that music. This is a little bit more of Nobody Famous. This is your song, Don't Act Like I Never Told You.
Yep, correct.
You want to fuck and fight. You want to fight and fuss. You want to cuss and yell. You want to yell and cuss. Yo, look, I had enough. You don't appreciate shit. Why you got to do that? Why you always got a bitch? I was going left when you was going right. When I was going right, you was going left. Yo, was it just a sex? You ain't got to flex. Was it more than that? Please tell me more than that. Hey, yo, we had a up. Hey, yo, we had a down. What comes around, comes around. I believe it's coming around. I never held you up. I always held you down. I gave you everything and damn, I'm feeling stupid now. And when I tried to leave, you won't want to stay. When I tried to stay, you won't want to leave. Yo, was it just a ring or was it just a panty? How could it come to this? Cause now you can't even stand me. Damn, girlfriend, like, damn, I'm messed up. Damn, I'm messed up. Girlfriend, like, damn, I'm messed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you, who are you yelling at in that song?
It was kind of based off of my ex-girlfriend. You know, she didn't really support the music and what I was trying to do, so that's basically where that concept for that song comes from.
Yeah, that sounds
actually, it's funny because I actually wrote that a while ago, and I just now I recorded it a few months ago. The song, you know, about 3 years old, actually.
Oh, is it? Because it does sound like it sounds like it's something that it sounds like it's probably directly from a fight with an old girlfriend.
Pretty much. And the video pretty much you know, portrays that in the video as well for the song.
Now, if only Chris Brown turned his rage into music instead of turning it into a fist, right?
No, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with that 180 hours of hard labor or whatever he got.
Oh, are you kidding me? He got off easy. Chris Brown, of course,
yeah.
You know, he beat up Rihanna, and all he gets is community service.
5 years of probation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think he got off easy? Nobody Famous?
Money talks, you know.
Yeah.
You get out of certain legal situations if you have enough money and good representation.
Yeah.
For a celebrity, he didn't get off easy, I think.
Do you think, because you are a man that is, as you say, nobody famous, you are nobody famous, if that were you, do you think you'd be getting community service, or would you be doing hard time instead of hard labor?
Probably first offense, I'd probably get some time. I don't know. I mean, I don't have enough money to hire any good legal firm probably that he hired, so I'd probably be doing the time, to tell you the truth. A lot of probation.
But that's why you stay on the straight and narrow.
Exactly.
Stay out of trouble. You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I actually have a fiance.
A fiance?
A baby coming.
Listen to... Oh, you got a baby coming, too?
Did what?
Did Dangerous Lee just say you have a baby coming?
Yeah, she's due on July 5th, but the doctor said today she might come sooner than later, so maybe next week.
Wow, July 5th is right around the corner. You're about to be a daddy. How do you feel about that?
Hey, I'm pretty excited about it. It's my first kid, so, you know, I'm... Let's see what it's all about.
Dangerous. Tell him how much his life is going to change.
But you know what? He's the dad, and he does have the fiance there. So he's going to be a different parent than I'm going to be, but of course it's going to change his life. I'm sure he knows that.
It changes your life, totally.
Yeah, you're gonna start. You're gonna be singing like love songs now. It's gonna make sure you know, if it, whatever it does, make sure it doesn't, you know, take away your edge with your music. You don't want to start singing like
Please don't take away your edge.
You don't bring me flowers.
Look dangerously. I've been seeing her pictures on the internet. She's got more edge probably than before.
Yeah, but you're not going through what Dangerous Lee went through. You're the baby daddy, and you're staying in the picture. You didn't get left high and dry with a little baby girl in the lap.
Yes, true.
That'll give you some edge. That'll make you angry. That'll make you, you know, you should be writing songs like Nobody Famous, Dangerous. That should be your song.
Well, see, I write, but you, I don't write songs.
But,
you know that.
So is it yeah. so? But
she expresses in other ways.
Yeah.
what kind of ways is that, Dangerous?
Oh boy, let's not make this about me, fellas.
Oh, it's always about it. It's always about.
No, how I
interview. What kind of ways do you express that?
Exactly. It's always about you.
Don't make it about me. You guys know what's up. You know you know what's up. Nobody thinks. You know
chocolate.
You know what's up.
Silky chocolate.
Oh no, you did not just put that song. Yeah.
Come on, answer the question. He asked you.
This is not about me.
It is now. It is now about you. Nobody Famous is
about nobody.
Nobody Famous is our guest here. He wants it to be about you. We have to obey what he wants.
Since when? I don't obey anybody. You know that.
Yeah. Okay. You just lost any hope. Doc, you just lost any hope of getting anywhere in this conversation.
Well, yeah. I mean, look. I mean,
the moment you say she must, she ain't.
And the word obey,
nobody.
Obey means stick it right where the sun don't shine and rotate three times backwards, Doc.
Wow.
Damn, Benny.
Nobody Famous, you want to write that down so you can put it into your next jam?
Yeah, I'm going to go back on the, when the show's over and listen again and write it down.
Yikes.
Nobody Famous, tell me where we can buy your chicken and waffles and then your hash browns and your biscuits and gravies.
Yummy.
Say what now?
Where can we buy your albums, your muzak?
Oh, okay. The single that you just played is on iTunes and on Amazon and eMusic and basically all the music sites, the online sites. And the album comes out, Volume 3 comes out on July 28th, so make sure y'all go pick that up. And actually, Volume 1 and 2 is free, so you can go to my site, nobodyfamousmusic.com, and download both Volumes 1 and 2 for free.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, nobodyfamous.com.
Nobodyfamousmusic.com,
and get the first two albums for free.
Yep.
Love it, and then get the third album when it comes out in late July. Nobody Famous, you are the man. Stick with us. We're at the end of the program. I'm going to play the entire version of "Don't Act Like I Never Told You," but the remix featuring Dasha. Who's Dasha?
It's
Dasha. It's a singer songwriter that we work with. My manager also manages, and she's on the album on like 3 or 4 songs, and also I'm producing like a lot of her album as well. So she'll be coming out later this year, probably in the fall.
Does the fiance get jealous of Dasha and your relationship and your close working relationship with her?
No, she's cool with everything because she knows where my heart is and everything, so they ain't nothing like that.
Good.
So
good.
And she knows her too. She knows Dasha and they get along, so it's all good. It's all family over here on our end.
Very nice. Very
man
nice.
Man up management.
That's right.
What's up?
Nobody Famous. Next week we have the band The Steps, and we have author Brad Thor, number one New York Times bestselling author. He's going to come out with a new book called The Apostle. He'll be here next week.
We can tell you all about chicken and waffles if you want.
That's right. I'm sure he eats chicken and waffles. Who? You know what? I will have chicken and waffles before next week's show, and I will tell everybody about it. How about that?
Okay, good.
Remind me, Dangerous.
Okay, I'll send you an email right after the show.
All right. Read Vinnie Bond's thoughts, wishes, and daily dangerous. Vinnie Bond, Vinnie Bond's son. This week it was on his blog. To, the what is it? BigLeatherCouch.com. It wasn't just minutia. Vinnie Bond's son got beat up.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was trying to be a peacemaker and got sucker punched, and he had had a you know, few cocktails, and you know, so he wasn't ready for it, and ended up pretty bruised, 12 stitches in his lip. He'll get through it, and he went and filed the summons on the guy, and we'll deal with it in court.
Oh, no, no.
How old is your son?
22.
Oh man.
It was that's just, you know, they were at a friend's house, and a guy showed up and was doing something that the owner of the house didn't want him doing, and they asked him to leave, and he got belligerent, and Matt's the kind of person that just, you know, will stand up for his friend, and
you gotta respect that, right, nobody?
Exactly.
Yeah, don't back down. Don't back down. But I never would have known that story if I did not go to BigLeatherCouch.com. So go there and see what else goes on in the life of Vinnie Bond. Dangerously, of course. Ask Danger. What is the website? Dangerously. What is it?
Dangerously.biz.
NobodyFamousMusic.com. Until next week, here is Don't Act Like I Never Told You by Nobody Famous featuring Dasha. Good night, everybody.
Think you can come back to this. My ex-boyfriend's like